is a very educational and instructive call tonight. So let it back and let Dave do his stuff.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Dave, and thanks to each and every one of you who are dialed in here this evening, wherever you're calling in from. Certainly appreciate your participation, investing your most valuable asset, which is your time. And tonight we're going to be talking about generating interest and having that interest generate income. You know, this is a business of duplication. It all starts with your activity. We call it the art of inviting, handing out gift cards, and we're going to talk a little bit about what to say, what not to say, what your prospect's going to be thinking about, and how you can address that appropriately. But before we do that, we got some very important housekeeping. The first piece of housekeeping is our October to December promotion is in full swing right now. It is the biggest promotion in our company's history. And literally, out of 20,000 network marketing companies, we have the best enrollment compensation in the industry, period, end story, right now through December 31st. And let me share this with you, explain it to you, and make it as clear and simple as possible, because I've been doing lots and lots of three-way calls here over the last few days, and it's gotten even simpler and more clear in my mind, which is if you're focusing on the gold pack, which is really the best way to duplicate this business because it provides the highest value for your prospect and it provides the most compensation for you, it provides the most leverage for them and the most leverage for you. Our gold pack, when you enroll somebody with a gold pack, they pay $350. That's $350, period. The starter kit is included in the gold pack. There's no shipping and handling costs because it's over a $150 order. And unless you live in California, there's no sales tax. So your credit card or their credit card will be charged $350, period, end of story. If you enroll three people with a gold pack, or if this new person enrolls three people with a gold pack, they'll earn about $700, $450 in first order bonuses, and then about another $250 in our recruiter's pool. So it's about $700 in compensation, $350 in cost, literally doubling their money with three enrollments. Now, there are very, very, very few companies in this industry where when you enroll three people, you get your money back, that you're in profit. Very, very, very few companies, maybe a handful. I don't know of another company, and there are 20,000 network marketing companies. I don't believe there's any other company literally on the planet today where you can enroll three people and double your money. So this is an unfair advantage that Dave Sandoval has given all of us, and we need to take advantage of that. And if you're not taking advantage of that, then you're missing out on the best opportunity in this company's history to recruit and talk to experienced business people and experienced networkers. Now, certainly you can talk to anybody on your list, and it should make common sense to them that they get 40 gift cards. They need to enroll three people. So 3 out of 40 is less than 10% successful, and they double their money. I believe there are very few people who can look at those numbers, no matter how analytical they are, no matter how skeptical they are, and say, that's unrealistic. That doesn't sound fair. It actually doesn't sound fair to the company, not to the prospect. And so that's really, to me, the core of what I believe our presentation should be here over the next 60 days. And I've really modified my presentations, my enrollment conversations, my energy level around that idea and that concept, and I really recommend that you do as well. So we're going to be talking about inviting people, planting seeds, generating interest, talking to folks, but to me, we can shortcut a lot of conversation. If you're opportunity-oriented, if you're looking for additional income or replacement income, and you know some people who do also, and that's most everybody, to me, this promotion that we have can be simplified down to literally doubling your money with three enrollments. There are 20,000 companies in this industry, and zero of them are doing what we're doing. Dave, you know, if you want to add something to that, that's what I've been finding. That's been what's getting people's attention.
Well, I mean, this is different for me because David, you know that for me, the purpose is to find as many people's lives as we could possibly change. And so I'm looking at this season coming up, this holiday season of giving, and I'm asking myself, who wouldn't want to give away $2,000 worth of gift cards over the holidays? I mean, literally, you're going to get 40 gift cards. Each of those gift cards is going to be have a value of $50, and the recipient simply needs to be serious enough to pay the shipping and handling. Now, if you told me that I was going to get $50 and all I had to do was give you $10 to get that $50, that wouldn't be a hard decision for me. And so, in my opinion, with the holiday season coming up, the gift card is going to resonate more than it would at other times of the year. So use this holiday season of giving and this time of overeating and, you know, marry two great ideas, you know, losing weight, giving gifts, and earning money. I guess that's three great ideas. So, you know, so anyway, that's my take on it.
I think that's great perspective, and I find oftentimes that you are, you know, much more mission-oriented than me, and you're much more product-oriented than me, and you're much more health-oriented than me. So we're kind of yin and yang here, and so sometimes I get too enthusiastic and over the top talking about opportunity and money. So it's great. I appreciate that perspective, and I agree with
you. Without the opportunity and without the money, David, and this is what we've realized, that's why you and I need I need you, and the world needs us, is because until the word gets out, we're not helping anybody. And so, you know, you can have the best idea and the best products in the world, but they're not going to help anybody until the world knows about it. So the reason, while everybody on the phone, I want you to realize we are enthusiastic about this thing called network marketing, and the reason why is because of that first word, network. Networking, people telling their friends about what they do and what they care about. And that's why I think network marketing is a legitimate and powerful tool for changing the world, and we're going to harness it and we're going to use it.
Good. Well said. That's a perfect segue into talking about generating interest with all sorts of people, which is networking. And one of the people who I know is networking is Jean-Marc Villain from Charleston, South Carolina, because one of his gift cards was redeemed here last week, randomly chosen, and he won 20 free gift cards, $1,000 in retail value, almost $200 in wholesale value coming his way this week, and more leverage for him and a bigger opportunity for him to hand out more gift cards and affect more people in a positive way. So let's talk about generating interest, utilizing the gift cards, as well as this October to December promotion. And, you know, we've talked many times about the law of the farm. And the law of the farm is plant, water, harvest. You cannot harvest what you don't plant. So if you're looking to harvest, and right now we're actually at the end of the month, which is traditionally harvest time, you have to look back and say, how many seeds did I plant? How many folks did I talk to? How many gift cards did I hand out? That's the planting part. The watering part is the follow-up. It's the positive persistence in following up with people and asking them how their experience was and answering any questions and helping them to understand better how the products work and how the program works. And then the harvest is, hey, we have an opportunity in which you can literally double your money by enrolling just three people. Doesn't that make sense? And so every part of this process continues to get faster and faster, simpler and simpler, better and better, but it all starts with the planting. And so, you know, look back on your month objectively. We're toward the end of the month and say, how many seeds did I plant? How many new people did I talk to? How many gift cards did I hand out? How many gift cards were redeemed? And if the answer is one or three or seven, it's hard to grow a business of significant duplication, leverage, and momentum. If the answer is 20, 30, 80, then chances are you've got a lot of watering, a lot of harvesting, and a lot of activity and money. This is an easy business to do. It's an easy business not to do. And it all starts with the people you know. It's looking at that prospect list, focusing on quantity and quality. And when we look at quality, in my opinion, with this October to December promotion going on right now, I would focus on more business-oriented people, people who are business owners, that are entrepreneurs, realtors and mortgage bankers, people that are money-oriented, that are savvy, that are internet-focused, people that you think would want to earn additional or replacement income. And if you can make that list, prioritize that list, focus that list, and communicate with them in context. And really what I mean by context is to speak into their listening, to talk to them in a way that you normally talk with them, communicate with them in a way that you normally communicate with them. And so that's why I don't believe in scripts. Because if you've got a close friend that you go to the gym with three times a week, and this person's an internet salesperson and a younger person and hates his job and, you know, whatever, you're going to probably communicate with them differently than somebody who's an accountant, who's been in business 25 years that you don't know very well, that's a friend of a friend. So how you communicate with these two people because of who they are, because of how you know them, is going to be different. And so that's why I love the gift card. Oh, go ahead, Dave.
Okay, I did something today that just inspired me to no end, and I got to share it with you guys.
Yeah,
I have a friend, Guillermo, and Guillermo has a hair salon. And he calls me up and he's like, Dave, you know, you're into marketing. He said during the holiday season, he said, typically, you know, people either spend a lot of money on getting their hair done or they skip it because they're so busy. They're out of town, blah, blah, blah. He goes, I want to send something out. He goes, I collected emails. I want to send something out to all of my people. I want you to help me write a letter that's going to go out inviting them in to get a holiday due or whatever, right? I said, that's a great idea, Guillermo. That's the way, because I've been telling him he's got to market himself better. I said, how about this? What if you tell them, when you come in, I'm going to give you a gift card that's free for $50, either anti-aging or a weight loss pack, yours free when you get your haircut. And he's like, how could I do that? And I told him about the gift card marketing program, and he's like, oh, my God. So he's going to buy 40 gift cards, and he's going to give one away free to every person who gets their haircut over the holidays. I thought that was a brilliant idea. You know, I mean, I had it. Okay, I thought it was a great idea. And he thought it was brilliant.
Well, I was about to say that's a brilliant idea. So you could say that about yourself because it was a brilliant idea. Well, I'll tell you what the formal concept is called. It's called permission marketing. And what permission marketing is you give something of value first. And then the person who receives that feels compelled to learn more. So, I mean, if you ever go to a trade show or an event or whatever, you know, you see people giving away samples. Why they give away samples is because they want you to experience their product and you feel compelled to learn more. So if somebody just shoved a trifold brochure at your face that you didn't know, you probably wouldn't necessarily take too kindly to them. But when somebody gives you a sample of something, gives you something of value, now you're ready to engage in a conversation, and that's really the way that modern marketing is done. And I think we're keeping it simple, and we're doing it the way that the world is moving toward, which is asking permission and then marketing to people. So, you know, that's all you need to do is get your prospect to accept the gift card, watch the movies on the site, and direct them to a presentation as far as, you know, how you want to communicate with them further. Oftentimes, that's to your larger website, your MyPurium.com site. So, again, I'm not a big believer in scripts per se, but, you know, basically the way it would sound, you know, the core of the conversation is, you know, if you've got a friend, Jennifer, you'd say, Jennifer, you know, I'm marketing a new anti-aging product or I'm marketing a new weight loss product that I use myself. I've had tremendous results. I love this product. Here's what it's done for me, and I'd love to give you 2 weeks' worth of it for free. Is that of interest to you? I only have a few of these gift cards. If you'd be willing to use it and try it out, I can give one to you right now. Yeah. So it's creating some level of value in their mind because you're using the products. You found those products to have worked for you. And you only have a few of these gift cards. You only have a limited number. I don't care if you have 300 or you have two. It's really, I only have a few because it is a limited number, and you're selecting them to be one of the people that feels special by receiving this. And so that starts the process. So I find that people overthink this concept of, you know, do I need gift cards and how's the gift card system going to work and all that sort of stuff. I mean, I used to use gift cards when I had a spa business, and I would go on an airplane and fly from Colorado to my spa in Florida, and I would normally give out anywhere from 3 to 5 gift cards during my trip. And I would also take business cards and names and information from people when I gave them the gift card. And they thought I was giving them something that was unbelievable and amazing. And these gift cards to my spa was a free treatment basically for me to pitch them on permission marketing on our services and give them an opportunity to try it out and then show them what it would be like if they continued on with the program. And that's exactly what we're doing here. We're giving them 2 weeks. We're sharing emails with them, and we're directing them to a website where they can learn more and get a better sense of if I continued with this program as a customer or if I continued with this program as a distributor, here's what that would look like. So I don't know, Dave, if you wanted to add some more to that idea or that concept?
Well, only that, you know, the power of giving is important. I think that people do feel obligated when you give them something to at least explore it. And what you have to do is compare it to what other companies are offering you. And other companies right now are basically offering you to go out and to either sell a concept, which is making money, or to sell a product, which is typically, you know, one of the two choices. You're either selling a product or a concept, but we have something unique, I think, because we have serious products, and we have an amazing concept. Our marketing concept is unprecedented, and our products are unprecedented. And I think for some people, it's a little bit overwhelming. And I mean, not too many people have ever looked at a company that had an amazing compensation plan and amazing products. You can build a career here. You could make, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month here, and that could go on for years, not for a few months while a company peaks and then crashes, but for years. And when people start to realize that, the earning potential representing Purium Health Products, I think that we're going to see a lot of people getting very excited.
Well, I'm going to share an insight with you from somebody that I think is one of the best business opportunity sellers I've ever met in my life. This guy had 35 plus years selling business opportunities to potential small business owners, day in, day out, 35 years straight. He was a very successful network marketer, but his primary business was selling vending machine franchises. So he sold different types of gumball machines and all different types of vending machines. So businesses that were $3,000 to $20,000 to start, because he'd package up these different vending machines. And his name was Pat, and I asked Pat, I said, Pat, you know, give me your insights, boil it all down for me, sitting in front of literally tens of thousands of people, over the phone with tens of thousands of more people, you know, people evaluating an opportunity. You know, what do you have to communicate? What's the secret to success? And he said, bottom line, people need to answer yes to two questions. And the first question is, will it work? And the second question is, will it work for me? And they sound like the same question, but they're different. And most people spend all of their time focused on will it work, and almost none of their time on will it work for me. And most people, when it's all said and done, care more about the will it work for me. So the will it work question is really, will the products work? Will the company work? Will the company be successful a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Does it have the management? Does it have the infrastructure? Does it have the financial wherewithal to be a successful company? And certainly we can answer yes, because the company's been around a long time. We manufacture our own products, and we allow the products to speak for themselves. But most people spend all this time, the products are great, the product quality is unbelievable, it's organic, it's vegetables, it's all about will it work. But the will it work for me piece is really about, what do I have to do? How much will it cost? How much do I make when I do what you asked me to do? Could I see myself doing this? Would I do this? And so really, it's as much about the music as it is the words. It's really about how simple it is, how fun it is, how confident you are in doing it, and that they could see that they could do what you do. And that's where the gift card marketing system is so important and so different, is because it's easy enough that most people could see themselves doing it, and that, as I like to say, you take 10 people and teach them how to sell, I'll take 10 people and teach them how to give things away, and I'll beat you every time. And so when we give away, or when we include 40 gift cards in a gold pack, and somebody only needs to enroll 3 people out of 40, and they double their money, that math makes sense. The will it work for me piece really starts to add up, and it doesn't matter. $350, you may be afraid, like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of money to be asking for somebody in this economy. It's the opposite. You got to be thinking, hey, I could put $350 in somebody's pocket very, very quickly. How cool would that be? Not, I'm taking $350 out of somebody's pocket. Because you need to have the belief level that they can go out and enroll 3 people and be successful. And if you have that belief level, then handing out gift cards becomes super, super fun. So if I could snap my fingers and I could have Dave send out a check to you for $15,000 this month as your monthly bonus check, you wouldn't be able to keep gift cards in your wallet, in your purse, or in your office. You'd be handing them out like candy because your belief level would be so high that everybody that you saw, you'd want to hand out a gift card to because you'd want them to be successful, because you'd want them to experience what you've experienced. So back to what Dave was saying, as far as really giving that gift of health, giving the gift of wealth, wanting other people during this holiday season to have some love and to have some success, that's what you would feel. Well, all you've got to do is fast forward your brain, fast forward your mind, expand your vision to say, hey, I can see myself with that $15,000 check, and I can see other people with that, but I got to hand out the gift cards first to make that happen. So we're not saying fake it till you make it. Don't tell people you're earning $15,000. Just walk around with that excitement level that you believe you can and you will. And if that's the case, then you'll make it happen by default, because you'll just hand out enough gift cards. Like I say, plant enough seeds that when you look back next month, you'll say, oh my gosh, I handed out 53 gift cards, not I didn't hand out any gift cards, and I think I talked to 2 people. So you're never going to earn $15,000 talking to 2 people a month. You're never going to make $15,000 a month handing out no gift cards a month. It won't happen. It can't happen. It has to be based on the activity, and the activity starts with the inviting, and the inviting is focused on the gift cards, not only because we know they'll work and that the product will work, but because people will believe this business will work for them. And when you get that answered as a yes, you're going to have a lot more people joining your business as customers and distributors. So, Dave, any other final thoughts about the will it work for me, and what this means to people's business?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't know if anybody ever heard me when I was on the radio, but every week I had a show on relationships. And, you know, they say business is relationships. And whenever people told me, you know, I'm not in a good relationship, I'm looking for a relationship, I always told them one thing. I said, the right relationship happens when you find someone who is as ready as you are. When two people who are ready find each other, then that's when all of a sudden magic happens. When one person's ready and the other one isn't, then it doesn't happen. The great thing about business versus getting married or finding a love is that you don't have to only find one person. In other words, in order to make someone, for it to be the right time for somebody, they simply need to believe that you have something that they need. And the number one rule in selling is to ask somebody what they need. What are you looking for? And if someone tells you they're looking for a job, they need to make extra money, or they need to lose weight, or they want more energy, that's your perfect segue. So you need to have your ears open, listening for the right people. Do not waste your time talking to the wrong people. if someone is not entrepreneurial oriented, is not looking to earn money, is not looking to lose weight, is not looking to improve their health, you may not be talking to the right person. So ask questions of people. Do not talk to them. Ask them to talk to you. And when they talk to you, they will give you one, two, or three reasons, depending upon how long you listen. The longer you listen, the more reasons they will give you to turn around and say, guess what? I have that. What you're looking for, what you just told me, I actually have that, and it's my new business. But instead of selling you something, I'm so confident, I want to give it to you. I want to give you the opportunity to do what I'm doing, or I want to give you the opportunity to experience weight loss or revived energy, to look, feel, and perform like a much younger person. I want to give that to you. That is how you build relationships. And so ask questions, find out what's important to people. If you could truly fill that need, if you believe you could convince them you could fill that need, that is a legitimate prospect. Now you're talking to somebody who wants to listen to you.
Nice. Good. Well, I think there's a ton of wisdom in that. Certainly that's been my experience as well. The person who's asking the question is the person in control of the conversation. And, you know, I always try to, when I'm on a three-way phone call, I try to fire first. And when I say fire first, I try to fire a question first, not a presentation first. I try to find out where that person lives and what they do and what their business background is and what their networking background is, and start to dig in, like you say, and ask those good questions, because once I understand, you know, what their desires are and what their concerns are, it's much, much easier to speak into their listening and make them feel excited about what we offer. So, you know,
if
we
you
can
find
go
where
on
somebody
and
hurt,
we will next Tuesday night. Yeah. We're going to talk more about planting, watering, and harvesting. We're going to talk more about handing out gift cards. We're going to talk more about this October to December promotion. There's just too much meat here. There's just – this business is sitting right out there for you, and I, you know, I'm just so excited to talk about it, and I know you are too, Dave, because it's just sitting there, and we want you to take a hold of it and make it your own. And one of the things you certainly can do is invite guests onto the Thursday night call. 48 hours from now, we're going to be doing a business opportunity presentation, and if you have guests on the line, people that you've handed out gift cards to, people you've shared this concept of the October to December promotion with, you know, invite them on. Let us do the selling. Dave and I love to talk. And so, you know, we're happy to share all the value that's in our products, all the value that's in our opportunity. And right now, I believe and I know that we have the best opportunity on the planet today with the combination of our products and our October to December compensation / promotion. So take advantage of it and take advantage of us. Join us 48 hours from now, same time, same number, and we will catch you then. Thanks so much, Dave. Thanks, everybody.
Good night, David. Thanks, everybody, for joining us.